Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, weiter mit Sechtes Yevamis. Perik Yod, Mishnah Zayin. Ben Tesha Shonam Yemechad, again we have this boy of 9 years and a day. It means from that time until, but not including, his bar mitzvah. Shabal Yevimtai. There's Miyavim. His brother died without children. He was Miyavim. The Achakach Ba'alel Achiv Shehu Ben Tesha Shonam Yemechad. That was followed by another Yevam, of another brother, who was also in this same age. Pasal al Yadi, the second brother, pasals her from being kept by the first brother, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Because the Yivm of the Ben Tesh Hashan of Yom Echad is limited, so as opposed to if a Gadol does Yivm where everything else afterwards is meaningless, here it's not meaningless. And the second Yivm is going to create this conflict. Remember what we said in the previous Mishnah. As the Batanura reminds us, the Yivam of a Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad has the same koyach as a mimer. It creates like this partial marriage. Shimon and Shimon says, Loi Pasal, the second brother does not pasal her. And that's because the Yivam of the Ben Tesh, according to Reb Shimon, is not a partial marriage. It's a for sure marriage? No, Reb Shimon doesn't say it. Is it a for sure not marriage? No, Reb Shimon doesn't say that either. Reb Shimon says it, maybe it's a for sure good marriage, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a good kinyan, maybe it's not. I understand, what does the Tanakhama say? Tanakhama says it creates like a half a kinyan. So if it creates a half a kinyan, they're like stuck in the middle. She's a half a yivim, then comes the other brother with his yivim, with his half a yivim, and now it's just insolvable. You can't sort it out. According to Reb Shimon, Mimanushach, maybe what the Ben Tesh Hashanah B'Yemecha does is considered a regular yivim. If that's the case, so the second Yivam doesn't count. Then again, it could be what the Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad is considered nothing. If it's considered nothing, then his brother, who's also a Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad, is also considered nothing. So what's the problem? Why should she become puzzled? So again, our Mishnah tells us that Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad Shabal Yevimtai, according to the Tanakhama, that creates like a half a marriage. Then you have another Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad, another brother that was Miyavim her, puzzled al Yada. He's going to disqualify her. Reb Shimon says no, because according to Reb Shimon, the Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad does not create a half a marriage. According to Reb Shimon, the Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad is either a full marriage or nothing. So Maman Avshach. If it's a full marriage, then what the second brother did doesn't change anything. If it's not a marriage at all, then again, so for the second brother who's also a Ben Tesh Hashanah V'yem Echad, it's also not a marriage at all. It's also not a Yivam at all. So there's no reason for the first brother to become possible to his Yivamah.